It's 10 p.m. in Toronto, and it's like I could be sleeping, and I'm not. Hey, little fairies. So it's Connie here today talking about, you know, inspiration, empowerment, and being. You know, like being awesome in the face of what feels like so much resistance and things that just don't go, you know, my way, especially as an artist and an actor. So I just wanted to share about, we wrapped on the film that I did last week, and I also did some animation, and I just completed my first team management leadership program weekend. I know it's a mouthful, and it's just an incredible space to be in, to be a leader. And what I'm really getting about life is that there's this great analogy that I heard this weekend, which was, I'm not a waiter, I'm a creator. And it just makes me think about all the actors and the artists who were told that you had to be a waiter, like you had to be a server, because I did it. And you know, I just could never put two and two together. I'm like, how does this make any sense that one, I'd be an artist, and then somehow, you know, working in hospitality, like serving food, like it works. Like, they're completely two different things, I find. And not only that, it's just like, for me, when I was serving at a restaurant, I was like, this is not what I was trained to do. You know, I'm like, when did I ever think that this would, how did I think that this would work? Just because it was on movies and on TV that this would work. I was like, I was a terrible waitress. Awful. I forgot people's orders. I dropped things. The chef was yelling at me like all the time. I was like deathly afraid. And then it's like, once you go that one rabbit hole where you're like, you make one mistake and it just keeps happening the entire shift, it's like literally the worst. So yeah, I'm not a waiter. I'm a creator. And that's really the secret to living an amazing life. It's just, you know, knowing that the shoe's not gonna drop. Okay, it's like I had this realization earlier this year. Like, I'm like, what am I doing waiting for someone to tell me to go do something? I'm like, holy shit, nothing's gonna fall from the sky. Like, nothing's gonna save me from where I'm at right now. It's like, I'm it. I'm the one who creates. I'm the one who creates opportunity for myself. And I'm the one who creates and transforms the world the way that I want to see it. The way that, you know, I want to be celebrating people. I want to be celebrating people that I don't usually see on TV, that I didn't grow up seeing on TV. I'm like, what am I doing waiting for other people to do it? And giving me, and being like, Connie, here's your role. I'm like, what the hell? I'm it. Like, I go out and create. No one's going to do anything for you. Don't expect anybody to ever do anything for you. You be that one. You be the vibe. Okay, you know, like I get to be the vibe. And what happens is, what I used to do was I would, like, I always just wanted to be an actor and to get that role and perform, right? And it was just like, in the past, what I would do is I would just occupy my time with things that would just occupy my time. Now, I've really learned. I've definitely evolved into this, I like to call it like this adult artist. You know, like I used to be such a child artist where, like childish artist, where I would, you know, put all my worth into and like wait on a role, right? And once I booked the role, anything else I was doing in my life would just get put on the back burner. And I kept doing that. And that was like this kind of cycle that I was in. And there's never ever proper grounding. And now, specifically, like, I just you know, just completed that one feature, and then I'm doing voice animation, and what I'm really getting for myself is a sense of autonomy and agency and this groundedness in who I am, and that all the other projects that I'm creating, I'm writing a book, this podcast, it's like this stuff gets to be even more alive. Like everything that I'm doing gets to be more alive on top of, you know, acting. So I call it like the abundant artist mindset. It's like no matter what, my worthiness and my abundance will always solely ride on my essence, and it will never be put on anything outside of me. No parts will ever determine my worthiness. And it's just felt so good, you know, completing like this film. And I guess this is the first time I'm really experiencing like the processing of once you're done a project, you know, like giving myself time to digest and just be with something being, you know, being with completion. I think that's what it is. It's like, oh my God, now what? It's like getting myself, but then at the same time, it's like, you know, now I'm a transformed actor. I have more experience, and how can I bring that sort of experience into now my life, where I just expect bigger things now. You know, I expect and I desire bigger roles and maybe bookings in different ways that weren't the usual like audition grind, right? And then all it takes is me deciding that that's true for me. You know, I just get to decide that I'm, you know, more experienced now, and I deserve to book and be offered roles and audition for different things now, because I'm capable and I have more confidence in myself. So those are the thoughts that have been going on in my mind now that I have completed that project. It's just like every morning, the more I journal about my desires, it's like, wow, I didn't know I desired that. Wow, I didn't know. And it scares the shit out of me, right? It's like, I realized, I was on a walk the other day with Micah, and I realized that I actually want to play a princess. Like, bring Snow White back, I'ma play that bitch. You know, bring back Sleeping Beauty, I'ma play that bitch. But obviously not with the same storyline as before. It would just be a parody, or it'd be something very, I don't know, just so transformed, something funny, where women can show up and be women and be full expressions of themselves, not just like this girl who just gets like kissed by a guy, like ew. And you know, I'm just like, the fuck, that was some 2D basic shit. And at the time it was like all the rage, but like now I'm like, can we just give this more sauce? Like, can we give this person some depth? But yeah, I really see that as a desire. And, you know, being in a musical, like, that's also such a desire for me. And that actually scared the, like, shit out of me, saying that maybe in January when I was writing out, like, my New Year's resolutions. And I was like, what is a desire for this year, 2021, that scares the crap out of me? Like, if it were to come true, I'd be like, what? How'd I even get there? And that's one. And anyone who sees me, I am the wildest dream reflector to them. So no matter what, I am the stand and the possibility of wildest dreams becoming a reality. And that also scares the shit out of me. And I know that when I step back from it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually not so surprising. I've been doing that. But I think that I just haven't put my finger on how wild my dreams are. I can feel them. It's just like there's another evolution to this whole dream manifestation thing that at this current time, I'm like,
I can feel its birth. I just don't know what it is quite yet. And that's very exciting. And obviously scares me because I'm like, I don't know how big this is going to be, you know? So yeah, that's just my update. And I just wanted to, you know, get into your ears and just say that I love you and I'm so proud of you. And, you know, I am your biggest fan. Like, honestly, I am. Like, I'm here for you to live your happiest, your wildest, and most fulfilling dreams, and to have so much fucking fun just being yourself. Okay, just show up, be unabashed, be unapologetic about who you are in any situation, any circumstance of your life. That's the real, that's like the real authentic you. You know, not needing to hide or censor yourself or be socially acceptable. And it takes somebody, it takes a really courageous and brave being to be vulnerable, to have all armor taken down. So I acknowledge you for listening to this podcast and for just making a difference by being you. Okay? Love you. See you next time.